ready to rumble.
You're going to be able to move someone out of the way without completely ending their day.
On the Roval.
I definitely think it's a potential passing and chaos area.
I'd like a little bit of feedback after every kind of break in the race with points and stuff.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. Call now. 800-748-0593. 800-748-0593. 800-748-0593. That's 800-748-0593.
A number of changes have been made to the Charlotte Motor Speedway road course for this year's edition of the Bank of America Roval 400 and the cutoff race in the second round of the Cup Series playoff. The biggest, Turn 7, which has been turned into a tight hairpin just before the drivers climb back up into the banking to what is turn one on the oval. Tyler Reddick.
There's not a lot of corners around the Roval where you really have the option to use the bumper or get physical to move people out of the way or get position. But that new turn seven is certainly going to be slow enough to where you're going to be able to move someone out of the way without completely ending their day.
I definitely think it's a potential passing and chaos area.
Another championship contender, Kyle Larson.
That corner is extremely tight and you have to slow down so much, open your entry a ton, and it's coming off of a right-hander, so it would be really easy to pop out and I think like shove your nose in there on somebody. So definitely a passing opportunity, and for sure, yeah, there'll be some chaos of like parked cars.
Along with the 12 playoff drivers, a lot of attention is being paid to AJ Allmendinger, who's running both events this weekend as the defending winner of the Cup race.
Obviously it'll be a different layout this year. It's just a racetrack I've always enjoyed.
And the guy who's won 4 of the 6 Xfinity Series races run on the Roval.
You know, in my stage in life, any win is important, so it has nothing to do about doubling up. It's just, I'd like to win again.
The Drive for the Cure Xfinity Series race goes green Saturday at 3:30 Eastern on PRN with airtime for Sunday's Bank of America Roval 400 at 1 o'clock. Talk about something making me feel old. Dale Jr. has just turned 50. When I started in NASCAR, he was just a kid.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Joe Fallon's bedroom mini fridge. Sure, this pint-sized chiller's max capacity is 3 soda cans, but what it lacks in stature, it makes up in cooling strength. Each beverage a perfect 37 degrees every time. And the 2 feet Joe walks to get a drink? Priceless. That's why his mini fridge is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Ryan Blaney goes into Sunday's cutoff race 25 points above the cut line, and he doesn't want to know where he stands in regards to the other playoff drivers until the end of the second stage.
Did the same thing at Bristol. Like after the first 2 stages, they said, hey, okay, you got to finish ahead of this guy or X amount of positions. So yeah, I don't want constant updates, but I'd like a little bit of feedback after every kind of break in the race with points and stuff. And the road always gets kind of funky with, you know, people flipping stages and stuff.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers.